How much money will you need to maintain your lifestyle in retirement? And how do you take your life savings and convert it into stable income that will increase over time? You need it to because of inflation. And, really the exercise is to kind of look at, okay, what will be your guaranteed income in retirement? And there you start with Social Security. So the first part of this is, what's your Social Security strategy? And if you retire before your full retirement age, which is going to be between your full retirement age, depending on when you were born, is going to be between 66 and 67 years old. You know, if you're already, you know, well, actually, that's for everybody right now. That could change in the future for younger folks, if they change Social Security rules. But, if you retire before you're that age, should you go ahead and draw Social Security or not? So the Social Security decision, number one, is very important. I like to say that Social Security election, when you decide to draw, is maybe the most important election you will vote on in retirement. Now, with the election we just had, I guess some people may could argue with me about that one because everybody felt so passionately one way or the other about the election this year. But your Social Security decision, all joking aside, is extremely important. And there are so many factors at play. You need to worry about what things are going to cost. People are living longer and longer lives. What are things going to cost when you're 88 or when you're 93? The average married couple at 65 years old to come together is one of you is expected to live until about 94 years old out of the two of you. So 29 years. So we have to be prepared for, I know you're not going to travel and have as much discretionary spending when you're in your late 80s and early 90s, but you do need to work, but your medical costs are likely to go up. So you got to have a plan to pay for that. All right? So first, the Social Security election is so critically important, and it's also, can you afford to delay the benefit? I mean, an 8% per year increase delaying the benefit from full retirement age to age 70 is a tremendous thing, potentially, but can you afford to delay? If you got your savings while you're delaying your benefit, that's not going to do you any good. And then also understanding things like spousal benefits, widower benefits. All that comes into play. If I delay my benefit to 70, I'm the higher earning spouse in my household. My wife spent a number of years working primarily in the home, maybe the most important job in America, but she was certainly underpaid working in the home. And so her earnings base, mine will be higher than hers. So, if I delay to 70, not only am I going to get a higher Social Security benefit for my life, if I die first, she's also going to get that same higher benefit for the rest of her life. Because as a widow, she would get and step up and get my benefit if my benefit's higher than hers. So that's an important thing to know, but it's also important to understand how spousal benefits work. If you're divorced, if you were married for more than 10 years, you can get the same spousal benefit right as if you were married, as long as you haven't remarried, but you have to bring it to Social Security's attention and prove it. They're not going to do it for you. But that's also a factor with widow benefits. So, maximizing and doing a Social Security analysis if you haven't already, and even if you have already drawn Social Security, it's very important in your financial plan to be looking at what those benefits are likely to be into the future, and understand how all of this fits together with widower benefits and all that, and then how does the rest of your financial plan need to be built around that? Because we take what you know you're going to get, Social Security. If you're getting a pension, you may be drawing a guaranteed pension. If you're making a pension decision, how you structure that guaranteed income is critically important. If you're offered a lump sum, be careful you don't just jump and do a money grab. Sometimes that lump sum pension is not a good deal for you. Sometimes it is, but sometimes it's not. Needs a thorough analysis. You might have rental income from real estate, but whatever that that more stable income is, then you look at what do you need. If you need to spend $5,000 a month and you're getting You know, that's $60,000 a year. And then if you need, you know, let's use a little bit bigger number. Let's say you need to draw $7,000 a month is what you need. That's $84,000 a year. But that's on a net basis if your expenses are $7,000 a month. So let's say on a gross basis, let's use a round number. You need to draw $100,000 a year in retirement. And between your Social Security and maybe a pension, let's say you're going to be getting $70,000. Well, you've got a gap of $30,000. So that's 3% if you have a $1 million portfolio. If you have a $500,000 portfolio, that's 6%. That's too high. You probably don't need to retire yet, or you need to figure something else out or do part-time work for a few years. But 3% is pretty doable. So you're getting $70,000 in income from Social Security and pension. You need $100,000. So your savings has got to produce that extra $30,000 a year. And then over time, you're going to have to increase that for inflation. And you know what? Social Security is probably not going to keep up with inflation in the future. And is your pension, if you have a pension, does it have a cost of living adjustment? You know, if you work for an Oak Ridge DOE contractor, just about most of those pensions do not have an inflation adjustment. They don't ever increase. So what that means is over time, your income from savings is going to have to become a heavier mix of your retirement income.